I like the translation in the New Revised Standard Version. The man with leprosy came to Jesus and says, "If you choose, you can make me well." And Jesus says, "I choose." Now, the reason I like that a little better than "are you willing," I know a lot of people that say, "Well, I'm willing," but they're sort of reluctantly willing. You know, they're saying, "Well, I could do it. I'm willing." How many times have you heard people say, "Well, I'm willing to do it if you can't find anybody else"? I mean, if you've been in the church, you've surely heard that. "Well, I'm willing to do it if you can't find anybody else." You've heard that, haven't you, Roberta? Okay. Now, when you say "choose," that's a little more emphatic. That's a little more to the point. Do you choose to do it? See, we can be willing and kind of hang in the background. But when you choose to do something, you've crossed the line. Now, I had one little sad thing happen to me this week. There was a little 5-year-old girl, I think it was about Tuesday, is that awards day? That was just so thrilled. She was calling everybody in the family. But they didn't call me because our silences. I mean, there actually are times you could get through on the phone, but they didn't know what they were. And I was sad when I found out I didn't get a phone call, because she was just so full of herself because she had received some awards at school. You know, your first year at school is really special. And what was the fellow a few years ago wrote a book, "Everything that I ever really learned in life, I learned in kindergarten." Okay, Robert Fuller. But what really amazed me when I saw the pictures yesterday was my little granddaughter holding this trophy, and she was up there among about 5 boys. She was the only girl in kindergarten to run and win a trophy. Now, that surprised me. Because, you know, of course, when you get grandchildren, they run and they wear you out. But, you know, I didn't know she'd choose to get involved in something like that, not to the point of participating and winning a trophy. But here's this little girl and all these boys, and she's standing there holding her trophy for running laps. And didn't know the child had it in her. She made a choice. She went for it. She was like St. Paul said. I mean, she was ready for the race. And that was one proud little girl, because her choice paid off in a reward. And unlike the old wreaths that the Greeks used to give out, made of olive wreaths, she's got a trophy that won't waste away. And it's sitting in a proud spot in the house. She made a choice. Like any athlete, she went after the goal, probably never realizing she'd win a trophy, and yet she did. Choices are before us every day, every moment of the day. The leper came to Jesus and said, "If you choose, you can heal me of this horrible, disgusting disease." And Jesus said, "I choose to, you are cured." Now, our Old Testament lesson is about another person who had leprosy. It was a king, Naaman. He was a king of a neighboring nation who was a very successful king. He had won many battles. He was wealthy. He was prosperous. He was well loved by his people. But he had leprosy. And that was going to eventually take his life. That isolated him from his loved ones and his friends. But it just so happened that one of the slave girls that worked there in the palace was an Israelite. And they heard her talking. And one of his generals, his mighty men, heard about this girl's story about a man in the land of the Israelites who could cure diseases, and his name was Elisha, a prophet. And so he went to his king and he said, if you'll go to this man, you can be healed. And he says, you know, don't we have anybody here in our own great country who can heal me? Obviously not. There's this great holy man, and if you go to him, this slave girl says he heals people of all kinds of sicknesses. Well, in kingly fashion, they got out a few troops, and they got out their chariots and their entourage, and they marched towards Israel. Even the king of Israel was a little threatened. Why, Elisha, are you going to do this for someone who could be an enemy? And he said, to show the power of the Lord. But something strange happened. All of these people, this king with all of his wealth and all of his might, rolled up in front of the house of Elijah. And out came a servant with a message. Elisha didn't even come out to greet the king. How rude. And the message was, go bathe in the Jordan River 7 times and you'll be healed. And Naaman was just indignant. I mean, first of all, this man doesn't even have the decency to come out and greet me. I am a king. And then he tells me to go bathe in the Jordan River. I mean, don't we have rivers in our own nation that are better than the Jordan River? That's just a puny little stream. It really is, if you see it. It's Little Rock Fish Creek's about the size of the Jordan River. If you've ever seen Little Rock Fish Creek. Now, I ain't talking about Big Rock Fish Creek now. I'm talking about Little Rock Fish Creek. I mean, it ain't much to look at. You wouldn't have to have much of a river to be better than the Jordan River. And he just, I'm not going to do that. This man can't even come out and see me. And his general said, if he had given you a really hard task to be healed, would you have done it? Sure I would. I'm a king. I'm a warrior. And he says, why then can't you do something so simple? So Naaman thought about it. And he went down to the Jordan River. And he bathed there 7 times. And he looked down at those crusty hands that he expected to see. And he was made whole. You see, it was not so much what he was willing to do. It's not even what he could do. It's what he chose to do that made the difference. And we all have choices every day of our lives. We may be willing, but do we choose to do what glorifies God day by day? One of my favorite passages is in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, beginning in the 19th verse. Moses is preparing to leave the people he has led out of captivity and led through the wilderness for 40 years. He's ready to turn over the reins to Joshua to lead him into the promised land because he can't go. He's summing up things. And he speaks to them with these words. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days. Choose life. Make the right choices. It's in your hands. Have you ever heard the expression, if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem? Most of us have. Because you see, there's really no fence to sit on when it comes to God. Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. You're either against me or you're for me. You can't just be on the sidelines, maybe willing to do something. You have to make a choice when it comes to our God and our King, our Lord and our Christ. We make choices every day, but do we choose life or death? Do our choices mean blessing or curse? They mean one or the other. To not choose is a choice. To not do anything is a choice. Jane and I were having one of those friendly little disagreements this week that might not appear so friendly if you had been observing it. But, you know, when you've been doing it for 30 years, it must be somewhat friendly or we wouldn't have survived 30. Or actually, it's around 35. I get in trouble. I can't even remember how long I've been married. But we were talking on the phone in one of the times that wasn't a quiet time. And when I left, I told her I wanted to buy a horse. A guy we know had a nice filly. I hadn't seen it, but I knew the guy that raised the horses, and I knew it would be a good bloodline. We talked about that on the phone. And Jane, as usual, is usually opposite of me on things. And so we were having this talk about our life in general. And I said, Jane, you just never want to take any risk in life. You're just not a risk taker. You want to play it safe. She said, uh-huh. And I said, you just need to take more risk. And she says, well, you're off the scale when it comes to risk taking. And I think I bring a little balance to that. Which is probably true. We have choices to make in our lives every day. It can be in our family life. It can be about buying a car or buying a pretty little filly. We went out to look at the horse yesterday, and she's pretty. But it's about choices. And it reminded me, you know, what am I going to risk? Am I just going to spend the money, or do I have to? And what I finally said, okay, if it means selling my other horse, I can get back most of my money by selling my other horse if it comes down to that, if it puts us in a pinch. And so I think she might go for it, but we haven't decided yet. You know how those things go. But you see, it'll be a choice for both of us. And it'll end up being a blessing or a curse. One way or the other. And one thing you don't have to worry about when you live in a family, if it ends up being a curse, somebody's going to remind you of it. Life is just that way. The leper came to Jesus and said, if you choose, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I choose. What kind of choices are you making in life? What kind of things are you avoiding by doing nothing? What kinds of gifts are you offering to God by saying, I'm willing, but if, under certain circumstances? Moses reminded the people, I set before you this day life, death, blessing, curse. Choose life. Choose blessing. But everything you do is a choice. And you're choosing one side or the other. What choices are you making to glorify our God and King? What choices came your way this week that ended up being a blessing or a curse? Maybe not this week, but eventually. What choices will you face the coming week that are blessing or curse? Life or death? Choose life. It's in the Son of the Father, Christ Jesus. Life, hope, peace, joy. Choose life. Let us pray. Father, a lot of times we go through life trying not to make choices. And it's awfully hard to face the fact that that's a choice. And it may not be a choice of life or blessing. Maybe the choices we make are a curse and lead to death. Help us to be mindful that when we live a life for Christ Jesus, it's yes or no. We're for Him or against Him. We're choosing life and blessing, or we're choosing death and curse. We want to choose life, Father. Help us to make good choices. Every moment of the day, every day of the week. In Christ Jesus, amen.